This is All Things Considered on VPR. I'm Alex Keefe. In a moment, we'll get recommendations from our art hounds, but now it's time for our weekly conversation on the arts with Mary Williams.
If you've got a story to tell, why not make it into a comic? That's just what Burlington cartoonist Rachel Lindsay does expertly. After taking a gigantic leap of faith, leaving a job with a New York City ad firm to move to a city she'd never even visited, she finds endless creativity and subject matter literally walk right up to her every day. Rachel, welcome.
Thanks for having me.
Okay, I understand you work at Burlington's only grocery store, City Market, and you publish a comics blog called Rachel Lives Here Now that is populated with cartoon versions of all the colorful people who come through your line at checkout. What's that process like?
You know, when I was living in New York, I saw characters all the time as well. But, you know, when you're ringing people up, you have a chance to get a little bit more inside of their life. And as a newcomer, it was great for me to kind of be introduced to all of these people. And it's been incredible for me to just sort of throw myself back into my passion again and really see how quickly I was able to evolve personally, also the amount of traction that I was able to get professionally.
Why a blog and not a comic that your audience can hold on to?
You know, people's attraction to a blog just has to do with the fact that they're chained to their desk all day, by and large. The reason that I chose a blog format was because it's too expensive to print. And, you know, initially this had started kind of as an exercise in discipline for me. But, you know, it's also somewhat limiting in the fact that blogs are really temporal and it matters that they're up to date all the time. But I do think that that definitely impacts what I put up on the site. You know, I have a lot of ideas every day for comics that I could do, honestly. But I think it just has to do with my mood mostly and also what feels most timely for my audience.
Does it ever feel limiting, like creatively?
I mean, you do have to post every week, and if you're working on a comic and a really good idea occurs to you while you're working on it and you have to post the next day, you just have to put it away and say too bad. So that has limited me and caused me to put some stuff away that I really do like. But, you know, I'm going for something that is a theme and I'm going for something that's consistent. And some of the time, the ideas that are the most exciting to me don't fit. That's sort of difficult sometimes. But I think one of my goals this year is to figure out additional outlets where I can share those and really feel like I'm able to put out there all of the things that I want to.
And is there ever another set of eyes that you rely on to read the comic before you publish it?
I've kind of trained myself to be in this place of self-sufficiency that's sometimes really difficult because it's a very lonely activity to just sit at your desk and like be, you know, multiple voices within one piece of paper. But, you know, I just try to rely on my instincts at this point.
Do you ever feel like you have to walk a line or do you just put it all out there?
I mean, I certainly am an opinionated person and, you know, I have my own feelings about different subcultures here. But in terms of what I try to put out there, I mean, I privilege my work around the fact that it's positive. And I think that I have the ability to kind of extract and still have some meaning, but also have it be fun. And people engaging with me about my work really gave me the confidence to continue working was that people really would come in, and all different ages of people, not just people that were my peers, really felt like they saw themselves in it or they could recognize a scenario. So it's really fun to have a real in-person reaction.
Yeah, it occurs to me now that you're so accessible to your audience.
One thing that really struck me about working at City Market and having the blog and being really open about sharing my work was how participatory comics became to me. And I mean, just the idea that people saw themselves in it, but also were engaging with me as the artist and then could go see this other reflection of me and themselves and come talk to me about it was really crazy. I mean, that really made it a living thing for me. They live in my comics. I live in my comics, too. I mean, the experiential quality of them is what really gives them a lot of vibrancy, I think. I certainly walk around all day imagining things as a comic. But now other people do, too. I mean, like, they'll come to my line specifically to say, hey, I thought this would be a really good comic. My answer is always, like, go make it.
Rachel lives here now. Is she staying?
I've started doing some work with Hotel Vermont and, you know, other local folks who might need comics and just kind of helping bring a little bit more awareness to this as a viable art form to use for their businesses. And it's something I want to do here for a long time.
Thank you so much for coming in.
Thank you.
Rachel Lindsay is a cartoonist in Burlington. Her blog is Rachel Lives Here Now. See her edgier prints and cartoons that didn't make it into the blog this Saturday at Higher Ground, right before the Ruff Francis show. Find out more at vpr.net.